Now Kozlov has a right corner. Up top, it goes to Hamlet. Walks the line. Johnny cashing it. In front, score! If it's Brian Little, it's his first career hat trick. He tipped it in front.
Puck loose to Stahl, who's racing to center. He shrugs up the check. Voice pick, walks in, he should score! A quick snap wrist around the long side of it there with an end-to-end rush from center. Eric Stahl's got a hat trick on his own at 11:58 to put the Canes in the lead.
Brian Little's hat trick had put the Thrashers in front, but not to be outdone. Carolina's Eric Stahl tallied three goals for a 5-4 Canes win. Dan Kamal on WCNN 680 The Fan in Atlanta and Chuck Caton on the Hurricanes Radio Network. It was the first game this season that featured a hat trick for each competing team. The Canadians hit the road and started hitting the net.
Andre Kostitsa, a big windup shot, scores! Hat trick! For Andre Kostitsa, an NHL first, and for the third time tonight, he gives the Habs the lead.
Andre Kostitsa with his first career hat trick as he outscored Pittsburgh 3-2. Rick Moffitt the call on CJAD in Montreal. Kostitsa is the first Canadian since Jean Béliveau in 1960 to record a hat trick while scoring every goal in a Habs win. One game later, Maxime Lapierre caused a cap commotion for Habs fans wintering in Florida.
Only 20 seconds left, banked off the right side boards, and out of the zone deep into the Florida end, can Lapierre get a steal off McCabe and get a shot with 10 seconds
left? Yes, Lapierre, yes,
he's got it! Lapierre walks it in, fires, scores! First career hat trick for Maxime Lapierre!
Lapierre scored the final three goals in a 5-2 Montreal win over the Panthers. What a week for Blue Jackets rookie goalie Steve Mason.
Off the center point is Jones. And back off into the corner again. Goal mouth pass. Tim Dad, big time stop there on a second opportunity. And Mason puts up the wall. The catching glove in the pad off that right side to deny that opportunity.
A 20-save effort for Mason and a 3-0 blanking of Philadelphia. George Matthews, the call on the Blue Jackets radio network. It was Columbus's first ever win over the Flyers, meaning every current team has now beaten every other team at least once. Mason continued his mastery in net with a 24-save shutout against Los Angeles and then wrapped up 2008 by stonewalling Anaheim.
Reversing, Kunitz onside, it's Morrison. Here's Morrison to the goal, he's in free up top! Save of the game! This one off the catching glove of Mason. Short side, glove side. What a stop by Mason!
That's as good as it gets right there.
This time, George Matthews joined by Bill Davidge as Mason is the first Blue Jackets goalie to record three straight shutouts and just the second rookie in NHL history to accomplish the feat, joining Chicago's Glenn Hall, who did it in 1955. 2009 was ushered in with outdoor hockey at Wrigley Field, and the Blackhawks began the game determined to show the 41,000 on hand that they could handle the mighty Red Wing.
And Eager now in behind the wing net, muscling with Lilja. Eager won the battle, wraparound, he scores! Ben Eager! What an individual effort that was! Not only did he fend off Lilja behind the net, but he reversed on him! And he came out the near side and beat Coughlin by a mile with a wraparound.
Determination from Ben Eager, John Wideman, the call on News Talk 720 WGN in Chicago as that goal staked the Hawks to a two-goal lead after one, but Detroit stormed back in the second.
Back of the goal, Rafalski nearly lost it. He did in the blue, but the Red Wings streak through. Blasting right of the zone, and that scores! That found it through Pavel Datsyuk with a Datsyukian deke on Uwe, and the Red Wings lead it 4-3.
Ken Daniels on WXYT in Detroit as Pavel Datsyuk capped a three-goal second period, and the Wings led by a goal with 20 minutes to play. Any chance of a Chicago comeback was snuffed out early in the third when the Red Wings scored two goals in 17 seconds and went on to a 6-4 win. The fifth goal was a terrific individual effort from defenseman Brian Rafalski. Sam Rosen had the call right here on NHL Radio.
Rafalski's in deep. Rafalski holding at the goal line. Trying to bank it in the backhander. He scores! Oh, what a play by Brian Rafalski. Boy, did he show his skill on that play. A backhander that goes in, a power play goal, gives Detroit a 5-3 lead.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.